This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk some Bucks basketball. Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. So, one loss to the Miami Heat over the weekend. Is that where the focus should be, or should the focus be elsewhere on this team right now after only three games and sitting in Beantown?
I think the big thing with this team is just trying to figure out what they're going to be this year. And I think everyone kind of knows what they're going to be, how they're going to play. But the interesting thing to me is going to continue to be how hard they're going to play and how focused they're going to play. And I think in the first couple of games, I just wrote about this at The Athletic, but, you know, there was a bunch of lazy fouls. There's a bunch of fouls that I would say all occurred because of a lack of focus, a lack of really being locked in the first couple of games. And obviously, Mike Boonholzer hammered it over their heads for a couple days, and then on Monday against the Cavs, they cut those fouls in half, just 15 fouls in that game. So I think you could see some of the bad habits you might associate with a team that feels like they're a little bit better than they are, feels like maybe they don't have a whole lot to prove because of what they did last year, and I think controlling that throughout the year is really going to be the tough test this season is, you know, making sure you're motivated and making sure that you go out there and you play your best each night when in reality, I think I shouldn't say this team is thinking this, but I think the thought around this team from most people is, you know, this is a team that's going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and play the Philadelphia 76ers. So as a team within the organization, within the building, how do you go out and motivate yourself every night knowing that you are expected to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and you don't really have a chance to prove anything until that moment.
My question would be, how are you not motivated after you were embarrassed in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, I think you have to have at least some of that because how you answer that question is winning in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think how we saw throughout all of last year was whether or not they had the best record in the league, whether or not they were going to have home court advantage, whether or not they were going to be the one seed. No one really cared because the question was, can you do it in the postseason? And they got to that point, and then they go up 2-0, and then they drop four straight to the Raptors and fall short of going to the NBA Finals. And now that question comes back. And that, to me, is where it becomes tough because, yes, they were embarrassed in that series where they lose four straight, and, yes, they did ultimately fall short of everything that they want, but no one cares if you beat the Charlotte Hornets on a Tuesday night. That doesn't prove that you can win the Eastern Conference Finals. Winning in the Eastern Conference Finals is what can prove it, which puts them in this weird, sort of limbo state where they can win all the games that they want during the regular season, and they can go out and play as hard as they want, but no one is going to stop asking the question, can you do it in the Eastern Conference Finals, and can you get yourself to the NBA Finals?
What makes this team better than what they were last year?
I think Giannis being better and them having a second year in Budenholzer's system is what makes them better than last year. I think the roster, if you look at the top end, they're not as talented because Malcolm Brogdon is no longer there. That's a top 70 or so NBA player that you're losing. And you've seen what he's done in Indiana as he's gotten to be the lead guy, a couple 30-point games, flirting with triple-doubles. He's a special player, and they don't have that anymore. So what they've done is try to bring in some depth, and I think that'll be ultimately fine during the regular season. And during the regular season, what they'll count on is Giannis being a year better. Every single year that Giannis has been in the league, he's improved, which seems impossible at this point, especially coming off an MVP season, that he could still improve. But there's a lot left there for him to tap into. So if he can tap into some of that, I think that's how they get better. And then I think everyone just being more comfortable in Mike Budenholzer's system. You shouldn't have, a December swoon where the whole team is, okay, frustrated with Chris Middleton was frustrated with how many shots he was getting in the mid-range and the type of shots that he was getting. And, you know, they were frustrated with, you know, some of the stuff that they were doing defensively. But now they all know that. They all know how they're going to get their shots. They all know how they're going to get their points. That Chris Middleton saw that he could go to an All-Star game like that. Eric Bledsoe saw that he can get named All-Defensive Team like that. Brook Lopez saw he can get a big contract like that. All these guys don't have any questions anymore about the system. They know that the system is good for them. They know that the system is good for the team. And that should make them better. They should be very comfortable with themselves and know exactly what they're doing night in, night out. And that isn't the case for a lot of teams in the NBA. With as many players that move around, and obviously here in Boston, a guy like Kemba Walker coming in, a guy like Kyrie Irving and Al Horford going out, they're seeing what it's like to make that adjustment on the fly. The Bucks don't really have to make that adjustment this year. They can lean on everything that they know and lean on the comfort that they created last year.
I want to go back to something you talked about with Malcolm Brogdon, and now he has had success. Now, granted, the Pacers, they have not got a win yet, but when it comes to Malcolm Brogdon, I have said every year, I always figured the ceiling was here, and he always went through it. This year, he's gotten off to another fast start. Will we be looking back this season going, they made a mistake in letting him walk away?
I don't know that you'll feel it much during the season. Because I think largely in the regular season, this Bucks team is just going to be better than other teams. But I think once we get to May, that might be when you start to think about that a lot, because he really does create a lot offensively, and he's able to do a lot of things that the guys that they brought in just can't. Like Wesley Matthews isn't in the point of his career anymore where he can create in the same way that Malcolm Brogdon can. And Wesley's a tough guy, a very good defender, but he's not as quick as Malcolm Brogdon was. Like he can't stay with as many of those guys. He has to rely a little bit more on his physicality and his toughness. So I don't know if during the year we'll feel that a lot, and especially early in this year, people will just be able to kind of brush away the Pacers not having a lot of team success, and him and Malcolm being really the only guy there in Indiana for the time being that gets the ball all the time, gets a lot of shots. People can kind of brush that away, but I think once the postseason comes around, that's really when you're going to feel Malcolm Brogdon, which, again, is why I think this season the Bucks have been put in such an awkward spot, because I don't know that they have a ton of December, January, February questions. I think most of their questions really come to roost in April, and obviously that's a couple months away.
Going back to the Boston Celtics, over the summer, like you had mentioned, Al Horford, Aaron Baines, they open up cap space. They haven't been able to get that center position down. How big of a hole right now do they have in the middle of that Boston Celtics offense?
I have no idea how they are going to attempt to cover Giannis Antetokounmpo tonight. I really don't have the slightest idea, because in the past, they've leaned on Al Horford heavy. Horford was the guy that much of the league said, oh, yeah, that's the Giannis stopper right there. Obviously, Giannis proved in the playoff series that wasn't the case. Horford's probably a little bit too old for him. But it was Horford, and then sometimes it was Baines. And if it wasn't Baines on him, it was Baines at the rim. And I know sometimes they put Semi Ojeleye on him, and they just don't have anything for Giannis tonight. So it feels like a night where if Giannis wants to assert his will over this game, he should be able to do so early and often. Because I don't know how they cover him, and this Boston team is trying to, you know, integrate some of their younger guys. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum just got one is looking for a big contract, the other one just got a big contract. Kemba Walker, obviously, they're trying to put all this together, and I mean, I think it's pretty interesting that those two guys are all super talented, and then throwing Gordon Hayward. So there's a lot of talent there, but you're right in saying that the middle of that entire team, whether offensively or defensively, they still have to figure out exactly what they're going to try to do.
Talking with Milwaukee basketball insider Eric Name, getting back to the Bucks. Now, I'm starting to read teams that have holes, and Boston being one of them, and what the trade market may look like come midseason and all that kind of stuff. Right now, anyway, everybody's basically saying the Bucks don't really have holes. They're just trying to kind of figure out and mold it all together. And Budenholzer is going to have until probably the end of December going into January until he really has to worry about a steady rotation of matchups. Do you kind of see it the same way, that it's just a matter of figuring out the rotation more so than anything, or what guys can and can't do or what they're capable of, rather than saying this team has holes?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty tough to say that this team has significant holes. You know, they're just a really well-rounded team. They're super deep. I was talking with a couple people over the weekend, and, you know, you look at this Bucks team, their 13th guy is someone like Dante DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson. We got to see them on Monday night. But those guys could be rotation players on a worse team in the NBA. So you're going 13 deep. Then you look at 14 and 15, Frank Mason the third, Dragon Bender. Both of those guys could probably be rotation players on worse teams. So you're looking at a team that's 15 guys deep, and that's just – it's not normal. Like, that's not a thing NBA teams do. So it really is going to be a tough test for Bud to figure out how to fit all these guys in. You know, I just had an article with Dante DiVincenzo where we talked about pretty much that exact thing about, you know, how do you stay ready. And he said, you know, Bud does a nice job of if a guy's been out of the rotation too long, bringing him in and doing that. But he really does have a lot of players to kind of juggle and a lot of playing time to try to figure out. So it's going to be tough for him. And, you know, you mentioned trades, and part of me wonders if, you know, the trade for the Bucks isn't to fill a hole, but instead to package up a couple of those players that give them depth and then get a better player, get a closer to top end talent. I don't think there's really a spot where the Bucks are going to trade for, you know, like a number one, two, or three option. But if you can turn a couple guys that are 8 through 12 on most rosters into a guy that's 5th on a roster, I mean, I think that could be a helpful use of assets. So we'll have to see how John Horst kind of approaches it. I can't imagine there's a new time where the Bucks are really struggling where everyone's going to say, oh, the Bucks need to make a deal. That's not going to happen. But as they try to prepare themselves for the playoffs and figure out what they need in a situation where your rotations just get smaller, I think maybe that's something you end up seeing the Bucks take a look at.
Eric, always great. We look forward to talking to you each and every week. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
I look forward to it. Sounds good.
Appreciate Boston. There you go. That's Eric Name joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can follow him at Eric, E-R-I-C, underscore name, N-E-H-M, on Twitter, at Eric, underscore name. Follow him there. Join us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. Looking for good team members right now, all you got to do is call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Want to say thanks to our friends over at the Milwaukee Admirals. They got the Teddy Bear Toss and the Stenny's Cup Night coming up in November, by the way. Don't forget, go to milwaukeeadmirals.com for all their giveaways. They got a cowbell giveaway coming up against Grand Rapids in December, UW Badger Band Night, Bobblehead Nights, Country Music Night, and REO Speedwagon. All coming this year. Check out MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Some of the best and most affordable family fun you're going to have. Check out MilwaukeeAdmirals.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.